The federal government is investing in broadband infrastructure, but it doesn't really even know who has access. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. All this week on Marketplace Tech, we're revisiting some of our shows from 2020 that touch on issues we think will continue to be pivotal in the year ahead. Chief among those is the internet. It now touches pretty much every part of our lives, but not everyone has access to good service. Earlier this month, the FCC announced the results of a $9 billion auction to provide high-speed broadband to homes and businesses that don't have it. The money comes from something called the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. This also is just the first chunk of money to come from that fund. The FCC is planning to allocate billions more. But the data the FCC is using to map where broadband is most needed is wildly inaccurate, even by the agency's own admission. Nicole Turner-Lee researches technology access as a fellow in the Center for Technology Innovation at the Brookings Institution. She says the COVID pandemic has made the mapping problem even more obvious.
The fact that we cannot get accurate, clear data, you don't even know where to start, right, when it comes to serving individuals within their community or within their homes. So this is problematic, and I would say even more amplified as part of the coronavirus outbreak, because without that data, you know, the absence of it makes it just so topsy-turvy and so unclear on how we begin to solve the digital divide.
Do you feel like collecting accurate data has not been a priority? Like, how did we get in this position where this information is so unhelpful in some ways?
I was going through some old paperwork, and one of the papers that I actually ran across was one in the mid-2000s when the first national broadband map was actually released. And at that time, it sort of corresponded with the National Broadband Plan, which was a federal imperative to start this process of inventorying, you know, where broadband access was and what the correct strategies were to actually close or narrow the digital divide. And what that suggests to me is we've had these starts and stops of broadband data. It's the fact that the United States has been somewhat lackadaisical in really paying attention to the collection and aggregation of useful broadband data that allows us to, again, map out assets of what's existing, but also identify areas where we need to do just a better job of getting people connected.
I mean, it sounds like what you're describing is really an underinvestment, but I wonder, to what extent have we also left that up to companies to kind of dictate and decide?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that is somewhat the case. And so as a result of that, the coverage maps that we see are largely dictated by where the return of investment is, right? If we were to speak about this pre-coronavirus, you know, perhaps it would be necessary and critical that we have the information, but not a priority. Right now, it's a priority. We need some government oversight that allows us to get accurate, complete, and, you know, honestly, sufficient data at a variety of levels.
Nicole Turner-Lee is a fellow in the Center for Technology Innovation at the Brookings Institution. One of the companies that won funds in the FCC's auction is SpaceX. It'll provide internet-based access to more than 600,000 sites using its Starlink satellite constellation. Meanwhile, the coronavirus relief package that Congress passed last week includes an additional $7 billion to fund broadband internet access. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. This is it, folks. It's almost time to ring in the new year. And while we all want this 2020 to be over, time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. Give right now at marketplace.org/givetech. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.